Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rev Run's getting ready to stop by. I'm a huge fan. Run DMC. Of course, Daryl's become a great friend, a true brother over the last few years, man. These guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 230 million records sold worldwide. New Netflix series, all about the Washingtons that's streaming now. He never stops, man. From where these guys started, out in Brooklyn and the Bronx, and just hammering through. It is amazing. You know, the greats are always great, and they always find a new reinvention. They always find a way to connect to the audience, and that's one of the things that makes Rev so important.
Born November 14th in Hollis, Queens, New York, we first met him as part of multi-platinum hip-hop legends, Run DMC. Being the first rap act to have a number one album, appear on the cover of Rolling Stone, appear on MTV and perform in major arenas, led the group to their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's gone on to have his own MTV reality series, host a show on the Cooking Network, and now he is the star of the Netflix series, All About the Washingtons. Please welcome, music legend, Joseph Simmons, otherwise known as Rev Run.
Hey Rev, how you been, man?
What's up?
That's good. Good to have you back on the show.
I'm chilling. Thank you.
And you never slow down, man. Every second, every day, you're always doing something new.
Yeah, man. This new show on Netflix. I'm so excited to be a part of this great company. I mean, Netflix is the new hottest place, so I'm honored that they let me bring my stuff over to them.
It really is. And Netflix is the place to be. It's free of the FCC censorship. It's genuine creativity. It's available to everybody. It is, without a doubt, it's a network destroyer. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, we just make our show, and then they, next thing you know, they said, oh, you're done? Okay, we'll put you out next week. It's so quick. It's not, you know, there's no red tape. You don't have to worry about nothing. You just put it up, stream it. Oh, we got 10 episodes. Push a button, you see all 10 right away. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with the record companies, isn't it? You know, back in the day, you guys had to fight for a good contract, a good deal, good publishing, how it gets released, who gets greased, who took what, how the money goes out, how it comes back. You know, and thankfully, that old guard is now gone. It's all been burned to the ground, and the digital world came in. And I feel like this is an extension of that. Now it's freedom again. Now you can do something great and get it to the world.
Yeah. It's out right now on Netflix. I mean, you press the button, you try to watch one episode. Before you turn your head, it's going into that second episode if you don't stop it. It's unbelievable. People are telling me, you know, I'm looking at my comments on Twitter and Instagram, they're like, oh, I saw all 10 episodes. I'm like, what?
So
unbelievable.
I got to check this because I'm just now finding out. I've been out on the road for a few weeks, and it's an autobiographical scripted series about you. You're kind of the basis for it, but you've in the series.
I'm not even Rev Run. I'm MC Joe Speed. My name is Joe Speed.
I like Rev Run better.
Amazing. My name is Joey Washington, not even Joseph
right.
Simmons.
And a retired hip-hop star, raises the kids, and keeps the house in order while the wife is out pursuing her dream.
Yeah, she's it's almost like Ricky and Lucy. You know, she's driving me crazy. I'm telling you, listen, you're going to have to splain.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah, you got some splaining to do. Why do I come home and you got my office turned into your office, and you got your stuff all over my desk, and you're driving me crazy. I'm trying to relax, and you're trying to take it to another level. So there's where all the comedy comes in, and it's pretty true. It's been some stories where we have gone, and we're working with Michelle Obama, and she's walking to the side and runs into Damon John from Shark Tank. We're working on an event with her, and she starts pitching her idea to him, So when I get to Hollywood and I'm telling them, they ask me, so what's going on? She's like, you know, next thing you know, we're telling them that she's driving me crazy. They go, there's a show. Netflix picked it up. The show is She's Driving Me Nuts.
That's all. And you're working with Michelle Obama?
Yeah, we were. We did an event with her. It was one of those. It was some years ago. She was doing the health and you know how she was preaching about the health and everything. And we were just doing some working out and talking with the kids at a school. And Damon John was there, and she just cornered them and started trying to pitch to get on Shark Tank. So I told them. They asked me what was going on, and I told them. And next thing you know, they said that's a good idea. And so we kind of recreated the first episode. Damon John is on the episode. We don't quite do it like that, but he agreed to show her zaniness.
Oh, that's great. That's great. But isn't it funny the way the world takes you, man? It's just, it's such a long time ago from, you know, breaking through back in the day with, what was it? Was it Sugar Hill Gang? And you know, and you think about all this, the beginning of all this back in New York City. And I'll tell you who I met, Rev, is... I think his name was Smokey, if I forget the name, but he runs Toad's Hall now in Soho. But he was managing a bunch of bands back then, a bunch of rap bands. In fact, one of the first tours I think you guys were on, there was a bunch of you guys, even came and played Kemper Arena. And he, at first, I couldn't tell if he was real, and I called Daryl, or I texted him, and I go, I'm sitting with this guy, and he goes, oh, hell yes, I know who that is. But it's funny, man, the people you meet along the way.
Yeah, people are still running around doing their thing, too. It's amazing to be, you know, all these years later and still recognized for the music and the television and the art form. It's amazing, amazing, amazing.
Smokey, it just occurred to me, Smokey was the manager for the Fat Boys.
Oh, yeah. We were doing the Fresh Festival.
That's right. That's right. And he was telling me these incredible stories. I'm sitting there drinking whiskey at this bar, looking at this guy, and, you know, he's a little older now, and he's telling me these stories. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Just to walk into that, because I'm a huge music nerd. Like, I love to hear the backstories. I love to know where people came from and put it all together, because you already love the music. So the chance to love the backstory makes it even better. And that's one of the reasons I like stuff like this on Netflix with All About the Washingtons, because it has to have a lot of your real life in it.
Yeah. When you get home and you got a moment, check out the show, because you'll really enjoy, especially the intro. The first scene of the first episode, you're going to love it. Trust me.
So how are you and Dean? You guys got some more shows to do?
We got a show next week in Vegas.
Excellent. Dude, I got to tell you, I never thought I would be friends with him the way we are. You know, now he's sober and he works his ass off and he's just always pushing forward and he's in such a good place. I'm really proud to call him a friend. I love him an awful lot.
Yeah, he's a strong guy. Smart guy, very, very compassionate, and you know, he's very personable. That's how I guess he became your friend. He just looks at people for who they are. He's just a very passionate, compassionate man.
Yeah. No, I like him an awful lot, man. I'm so glad you guys are doing shows, and I can't wait to catch one, man, because it changed music for everybody. And I know we have a short time here. And but man, it's never lost on me the barriers that were broken down and the industry that was wrong, that tried to keep everything so musically segregated so they could make more money. And it was the beginning of the change, man, and I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, man, anytime. I know you got a lot of press to do this morning, but come back anytime, Rev. We'd love to have you on. And man, do a show in Kansas City. Let's get you guys here.
That'll be great. Talk to Daryl.
I will, man. I will see you soon.
All right, man.
To call me Zaya, to burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire. To rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.